Now, as the usual presenter of Spotlight, Peter Smith, is away this week. This week's edition of Spotlight is brought to you by me, Nick Carey, and this week we're going to take a look at something that's close to the hearts of all Czechs, beer. I'm currently standing outside the Krušovice Brewery, which is about 60 kilometres to the west of Prague. The first written records of the Krušovice Brewery appear in 1581. In 1583, the brewery was bought by King Rudolf II. Now, although this is one of the oldest breweries in the Czech Republic, the company has recently invested large sums of money in modernising the plant. So today we're going to take a tour around the plant and see how beer is made in the Royal Brewery of Krušovice. So I'm here now with my guide.
My name is Kamil Krakeš. Yeah.
How long have you been working at the Krušovice Brewery?
Quite. After finishing the university, I started here at the export section. Since the 2 years, I've been heading the export department, so 3 years altogether.
How do you find the competition in the Czech Republic?
Competition in the Czech Republic has become very, very stiff. Brewing in the Czech Republic is one of the branches with the stiffest competition in the Czech Republic you can ever find.
What are we going into first?
Well, actually now we are standing in front of the brew house building. This is the very first stage when the beer starts to be beer. There are four basic ingredients. It means water, which is the most important ingredient. Very, very important is barley. And the third one is hops.
So we're standing in the brew house now. We've got about seven huge vats. It looks extremely modern. And we're going to try and find out a little bit more about what goes on in this first stage of the brew process.
The beer process starts basically from the right-hand side to the left, as you can see it here, and one brew takes 8 hours. The most interesting thing about all this is that there are only two people at the whole brewing process per shift. It means each time, 3 times a day, they are changing, and the brew house is running 24 hours a day, 365 days per year.
So it's all automated?
All automated. What they do is just clicking the mouse, as you can see it. The first stage is purifying and going to the different vessels. The malt is firstly being meshed with water and gradually rising the temperature, reaching 73, which is the good temperature to get all the stuff we want to get from the malt out. From the mesh tin, it's going to the lauter tin, which are over there, where the main brewing process is, as you can see, starting right now. Here, the final wort is being brewed together with hops to add the desired bitterness.
It's amazing. It's only the hops, the malt, and the water in essence, and that's what makes the beer.
Yeah, it looks very simple, but it's not.
Do you keep to a traditional recipe here and avoid preservatives?
How we are reaching the long life of our beer is by keeping everything stainless and very clean. It lets us make the beer in a very traditional way without adding any preservatives and still reaching desirable shelf life. Now we are at the fermentation part of the brewery, but unfortunately there is no beer to be seen. That's because we want to keep the beer 100% out of the air, out of which it could get some infection. We are now standing below one of the 6 rows of the cylinder conical tanks. The wort coming out from the brew house, which has been cooled, is getting at this temperature around 12 degrees centigrade into this vessel. At the same time, the yeast is getting in together with the beer. The main fermentation process starts and it takes 10 to 12 days. The basic idea of this fermentation process, what we say very clearly, is that the yeast eats the stuff extracted from the malt at the brew house and it extracts the alcohol. After the fermentation, the second part of the building, we can see a left maturation tank. In these tanks, we leave the beer to be maturated from 20 to 40 days and the CO2 is being bound into the beer to get the right, say, freshness and sharpness of the taste.
Alright, actually to try some unfiltered beers before any of the remaining yeast and bits and pieces have been taken out of it, so it's going to be a nice experience. I think I can suffer it.
The real best beer you can ever have is this before it leaves the cellar, before it goes to filtration. Let's face it.
Sounds good to me.
That's actually really, really good.
It is.
Do you often get this here then?
Only with the visits.
You don't mind this part of the visit then?
No, I don't. That's what I like the best.
So I think I'm going to have a bit more, yeah definitely.
Sold out.
That is really, really good. Want some more?
Yeah.
Is there no plans to sell any of this unfiltered beer? Because it does taste so extremely good.
There are some plans, but there are technological problems. First of all, because of shelf life. After filtration, you get most of these, say, vivid parts of the beer out of the beer. That's why it enables the beer to survive longer. This one won't be able to last so long.
So just as a quick note, while we're in the quieter part of the brewery, the Krusovitza Brewery can produce up to 1 million hectolitres of beer a year, which is 5 million litres, or 10 million glasses of beer. The other amazing thing is that since the modernisation was carried out here, is that instead of 400 people working in the production part of the brewery, there are now 19 people, and everything is fully automated.
We are in a relatively small hall with a relatively small tank. It aims for filtration. This is very important stage of beer production, as the unfiltered beer coming from the maturation part is being filtered and stabilized before being filled in. What we use is a typical filtration stuff made out of shells of small sea creatures, which lets the beer to be so pure as we desire it. In this room, we are in a big filling hall. You can find here three filling stations: cask filling station, bottle filling station, and the can filling station.
So, you tell me something about the bottling process?
The bottles get to this really huge, actually the hugest machine we have in this hall, which is bottle washing line. Before the bottle washing line, the bottle enters, there is a scan which is scanning the quality of the bottle. If the scan doesn't like the bottle, it easily gets the bottle out, going to the waste. Through this big machine, the bottle goes and gets rid of all of the labels, and it gets very nice clean inside. And it goes in the carousel filling line, that makes up to 51,000 bottles per hour, which is 12 bottles per 1 second.
So there you have it, a little bit about how beer is made in one of the breweries in the Czech Republic. I'm actually off now to the pub to try the finished product with a plate of goulash. That's the end of Spotlight for this week. Take care.